Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for October 6th, 2015. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm talking with Fengan Tong about how HIPPO signaling is transduced in T cells. The kinase HIPPO is probably best known for regulating cell proliferation and tissue growth through its downstream effectors LATS and YAP. The mammalian homolog of HIPPO, which is called MST1, is also important for regulating the trafficking of T cells in the immune system. But in this context, LATS and YAP are not required for signaling. Fengan Tong and his colleagues have found that NDR1 and NDR2, which are kinases closely related to LATS, mediate the HIPPO signaling that controls T cell trafficking. Tong spoke to me from the Friedrich Miescher Institute for Biomedical Research in Basel, Switzerland. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast, Dr. Tong.
Hello.
What aspects of T-cell function does HIPPO signaling control?
The HIPPO pathway is an evolutionarily conserved tumor suppressive network by controlling cell proliferation, apoptosis, and differentiation. In addition to its role in growth control, the mammalian HIPPO pathway has been shown to be a critical regulator of the immune system. MST1 and 2 are the mammalian HIPPO homolog, while studies with MST2 deficient models suggest that MST2 doesn't play a role in the immune homeostasis. Investigations from MST1 knockout models suggest that MST1 critically regulates thymocyte immigration. Thymocytes are the hematopoietic cells in the thymus, which is continuously egress from the thymus to the peripheral to supply and maintain the homeostasis of peripheral T-cell pool. Additionally, MST1 regulates T-cell survival, adhesion, trafficking, and migration in the lymph nodes. MST1 gene mutation has also been found in patients with primary human immunodeficiency, which is characterized by the loss of naive T-cells in human.
LATS is a kinase that acts downstream of MST1, but LATS isn't required for MST1-mediated control of T-cell trafficking, the movement of T-cells out of the thymus and to the periphery. Your group has shown that MST1 instead signals through NDR1 and NDR2 in T-cells. Why did you look at NDR1 and NDR2 in the context of MST1 signaling in the first place?
So as you explained, LATS kinase is a downstream MST in classical organ size control. However, the LATS-YAP signaling axis doesn't seem to be critical in T cells, as the activity of LATS and YAP in T cells is not affected by the loss of MST1. However, I have to say the direct evidence with LATS knockout models are still missing. LATS kinase belong to the NDR kinase family, which comprise another closely related kinase, NDR1 and NDR2. Previous studies from our lab suggest that MST1 kinase can function upstream of NDR in mammalian cells. And most importantly, NDR has been shown to prevent T-cell lymphoma development. That's the reason we initiated this project and look at the functions of NDR kinase in T-cells. NDR1 and 2 are functionally compensate for each other, and NDR1 2 double knockout, the whole body double knockout, is an embryonic lethal. So we choose to use conditional model in our study.
So what happens to T cells in mice when you knock out NDR1 and NDR2?
Our study revealed a critical contribution of NDR kinases in thymocyte immigration. The double knockout mice displayed approximately 60% reduction of peripheral naive T cells. And at the same time, we observed accumulation of mature thymocytes. This strongly suggests a defect of thymic egress upon loss of NDR kinases. Additionally, we observed an impairment of migration in T cells with a defect of cytoskeleton rearrangement upon chemokine stimulation. Actually, these phenotypes has been also shown in MST1 deficient models by different groups.
What's wrong with the T cells in the NDR1, NDR2 knockout mice? Are they unable to migrate, or is there something wrong with their migration, or are they just not able to migrate to the right place, to where they ought to be?
The NDR-deficient T cells are in general much less motile in response to chemokines and S1P. However, they are still able to move, most probably because there are some parallel signaling pathways regulating T cell motility, such as DOCK8 or RAP13, or yet to be defined downstream targets of MST.
Mechanistically, then, how do NDR1 and NDR2 promote T cell trafficking downstream of MST1?
So T cell trafficking is shaped by S1P and S1P receptor, chemokine and chemokine receptors. Previous studies suggest that chemokines and S1P activates MST1 to regulate rho GTPase and then further induce actin polarization and then cell movement. Our result defined the missing link between the MST and the rho GTPase. We have demonstrated that NDR singularly downstream of MST to impact on the rho GTPase activity. Our study, together with previous report, defined the intracellular signaling MST1 to NDR to rho GTPase. This signaling axis critically regulating thymocytes immigration and T cell motility.
How does the altered T cell trafficking that you observe in the NDR1, NDR2 knockouts affect the immune response?
So actually, we didn't look at in pathological settings. Under physiological settings, T cell migration within lymph nodes is critical for searching for the foreign antigens and initiate this effective adaptive immunity. Our study suggests that the T cells within lymph nodes, they are less motile and most probably will induce less antigen recognition and less effective immune response.
In the context of HIPPO-mediated control of cell growth, the HIPPO kinase, the homolog of MST1, directly phosphorylates LATs. Does MST1 directly phosphorylate NDR1 and NDR2 in T cells?
Yes, previous publication from our lab has demonstrated that MST1 could directly activate NDR by phosphorylates NDR in the hydrophobic motif, which locates in the C-terminal of NDR. And this phosphorylation and activation NDR is critically important for apoptosis, centrosome duplication, and cell cycle progression.
Does LATS play any role at all in MST1 signaling in T cells?
Well, I think this question is still open. We don't have the direct evidence of LATS knockout in T cells. And people observe that soft tissue sarcomas or ovarian cancers were developed in the LATS1 deficient mice. The T cell functions were not looked in that model. And LATS2 deficiency is embryonic lethal. So conditional models has to be generated to look at functions of LATS kinase in the immune system in the context of the HIPPO pathway. And actually, I think this will be a very interesting supplement to the field.
Are there any other contexts where it's known that MST1 or HIPPO signals primarily through NDR instead of LATS?
NDR and LATS kinase belong to the NDR kinase family, and they share high similarity in primary structure. And they also share upstream kinase MST. In most cases, NDR and LATS are intercrossed in regulating biological processes downstream of the MST or the HIPPO. For example, dendritic branching. One notable example to your question probably is the centrosome duplication. Studies from our lab has shown that MST1 drives the centrosome duplication. Centrosome duplication is also observed in both MST or the NDR overexpression cells. But interestingly, it's not in the LATS overexpressed cells. This strongly suggests that MST-driven centrosome duplication probably is mainly through the NDR signaling axis instead of LAT kinase. Another example probably is the embryonic development. NDR kinase might act as directly downstream target of MST instead of LATs during mouse development.
Feng An, thanks for speaking with me.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation. I'm really happy to be with Science and Learning.
That was Feng An Tong discussing a paper published in the October 6th issue of Science Signaling by Tong and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.